concussions have been called a signature injury of the Iraq War, due in large part to the high number of explosions soldiers are involved in. The Department of Defense uses two tests to measure the immediate and lingering effects of injury. Two other kinds of tests are generally used in the field of sports. How they compare is something that will be assessed by Dr. Michael McCray.
There's a fair amount of overlap across these cognitive test batteries that principally evaluate mental reaction time, new learning and memory, cognitive processing speed, and executive cognitive function, all of which are known to be particularly susceptible to change or decline after concussion.
McCray, a professor of neurology at the Medical College of Wisconsin, has received a 3-year Department of Defense grant worth $1.9 million. His brain injury patients will be two sets of people, those who come to the emergency room and high school athletes in the Milwaukee area who play contact sports.
All of those athletes will undergo a baseline evaluation prior to their season. And then in both arms of the study, we'll be evaluating the athletes with concussion and emergency department patients within the first 24 hours of their injury, and then at several time points during the first few days and weeks after their injury to see how these measures do in assessing recovery after injury.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, 1.7 million people experience some kind of traumatic brain injury every year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.